So nice to see everyone again. All the smiling faces. And greetings to everyone listening in also. For those of you that couldn't make it, we miss you and wish you a very happy feast. Throughout the years, I've had different friends and heard of friends that had friends and met friends that had friends, and somehow there was never that connection that you would call a best friend. Maybe back in the worldly realm of things, there was friends that you did things with and may have been considered a best friend. But you always run into those few that call themselves your best friend, but they're really not best friends. They're barterers. They like to barter for friendship. I remember this gentleman that we'll call him an acquaintance, really, because they're really not friends. And he was always counting what he did for others and what they could do for them, for him. So he's, in a sense, he's bartering. He's not really given true friendship. This is one thing I look forward to every feast, because we're called for something different. We have instruction how to be friends, true friends. The example in the world of people that are friends, it's very rare that we'd find a good, dependable friend. In Proverbs 14, let's turn over to Proverbs 14 and verse 20. We'll take a look at an example of some of these friends that I've come across, and perhaps even that gentleman I was just mentioning. It's Proverbs 14, we'll start in verse 20. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. So it's what can I do for you is not necessarily the theme here. It's what you can do for me. I mean, if a rich man or someone who's just biased or prejudiced against a lower class, it's not a true friend. And they can't be true friends if they have attitudes like this. Throughout the Bible, there's many examples of friendship and how to be and how not to be. And turn over, if you would, to Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25, we'll start in verse 17. Seldom set your foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. You ever have a friend or so-called friend that becomes a bug? Yeah, they're always there, always under your feet. You know, and eventually you get tired of it. Or if you've been that way, or I've been that way. I could never be that way. That's not in me. Let's continue on. In verse 18, a man that bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow, a backstabber. Can't depend on him. Claims to be a friend, but there he is, goes over to your neighbors or one of your other friends, and he's talking about you. Well, then it goes back and forth, back and forth. Not true friends. Not true friends. And having, continue in verse 19, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. I've had a bad tooth before. It's not good. It hurts. And it's, you can't depend on it to eat. So there's lots of examples of how not to be and how to be. Proverbs 17:19, he who covers a transgression. Well, let's just turn over there. Let's Proverbs 17, and we'll go to verse 19. He who covers a transgression loves, or he who loves transgression loves strife. He who exalts his, I think I got the wrong one there. 17:9, that's what it is. Okay, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. And there's always that person throwing something back in your face. You know, oh, you remember this? You remember when you did that? Not a good friend. But he who forgets about it, you know, some, you have friends, they may say something that you might find offensive. You have to think about that. Are they having a bad day? You know, someone do something to them, so they're bitter towards people now, you know, just for that moment, whatever. A true friend tries to overlook those little things, you know. So covering that up, forgetting about it, and continuing on is what this is about, and being a good friend. A man must be a friend himself. You must be friendly if you expect to have friends. Proverbs 18:24. We can turn over there really quick, over a page. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. Is that a man who has friends? Oh, he must be friendly. Well, no. If you have friends, you must be friendly. You must be liked. Simple as that. We have all kinds of guidelines in here as friendlies. And you also read in Bible of God calling different people his friend. Let's turn to an example. The first example I'd like to turn to is in 2 Chronicles 20. Second Chronicles 20, and we'll begin in verse 7. And this is Jehoshaphat's prayer to God when they're going to be attacked, and so he understood what God could do for him. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? So we see here Abraham is God's friend. God considered this his friend forever. And also in Isaiah 41:8, we can look at that later, the Lord himself calls Abraham my friend. And Job also understood that God was his friend. In Job 29 and verse 4, we'll turn over to that. 29 and verse 4, just as I was in the days of my prime when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. The friendly counsel of God. So he understood that all that he had from God, he considered God his friend, and God considered him his friend. So reading all this, I thought, well, I want God to call me a friend. How do I do that? How do I get that? Well, I think we all pretty much know how we get that. First off, James 4, verse 8, you can read that later. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The first and simple way, start. Acts 13:22, David a man after God's own heart, and here's the key, and who will do my will? Who will do God's will? And now we turn to John 15. We'll start in verse 10, which ties into exactly what David believed, his completely obeying God and keeping his commands. John 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, and abide in his love. Verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and then that your joy may be full. This is a joyous thought when Jesus has joy in us and considers us a friend. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. More instruction. And it's a commandment that we love one another. It's an easy thing to do when we have this environment, when we're all called to the same thing. We love one another. That's just the way it is. But we do have to love the people in the world too. And sometimes that's kind of hard. And when we look at what's going on with this latest shooting in Vegas, somebody just drove a car into a crowd of people in England, and it just keeps going on and getting worse and worse. As it does get worse, we do have to depend on each other. We have to make sure we're constantly praying and staying close to God, which is one of the other keys. We have to stay close to be his friend. We pray for each other always, for our safety, for understanding, wisdom. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command. So we do have to follow the rules. We want Jesus to call us his friends, God to call us his friends. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know his master, what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. How many people in the world know the secrets of the gospel and know the truth? It is not too many, obviously. That's very obvious. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So we ask for friendship from him. We follow his commands. He's our friend. He helps us along. We have a great opportunity here. We can be called a friend of God forever. All of us together. And this is something that we can't throw away. We have to stay strong, continue on, no matter how things get. In the video Norbert gave yesterday, he was talking about, did we count the cost when we were baptized? And I don't remember all that stuff before I was baptized, so it's kind of new. Kind of tricked into that one. Not really. But we do have to count the cost. Whatever is thrown at us, however one of us react to another, we have to take it and think about it. Is it hurtful? Is it really? Did they really mean it? You know, we can't make too much of things. We have to understand that we are still human and we have days. So pray for each other for strength, wisdom, and friendship, and we will be friends of God forever.